An announcement on specifics to proceed the class enrollment will be presented in about 2 weeks, the sisters say. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg and...
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Guess who is in the house? They are cracking up right now. I just had to. I'm so happy to have our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services. We have two animal control officers here in the studio today. We have Samantha Dix with us and Samantha Thalen. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And they both are with Santa Rosa County. And we are, in fact, I mean, as all kidding aside, but we are, in fact, having a animal crisis, aren't we, in terms of strays and loose dogs, that kind of thing? So I don't know who wants to go first, but tell me, you know, y'all kind of get a bad rap. I think sometimes animal control officers, they're called when there's a crisis and they come in and there's a lot of drama and you're not just managing the whatever pet you're rescuing, but you probably are managing the people more.
100%.
So tell me a little bit about what you do and kind of let's dispel some of those myths.
Yeah. So first off, we're not. You know, the doggy patrol, we're not the dog catchers. We're here 100% to educate and assist the public with knowledge, ordinance, and, you know, what they need. If it's something to where they just don't have the knowledge of how to properly care for their animal, we 100% will be more than happy to come out and help educate as well as assist them in whatever they may need. A lot of our job is just trying to delegate properly to the community on how to do what needs to be done appropriately for your animals, for their care, making sure that they're getting the right medical treatment. Some animals, you know, there's that concept of we're just there to punish. Like, do I write citations? Of course I do. Of course I do. But the first and foremost is education. We never just go out immediately unless it's an extreme circuit situation. We never go out and just immediately write citations. It's 100%. You'll go out, you'll educate, you'll warn someone, you'll give them a chance because, you know, your dog could just be getting out because there's, you know, it's a male and there's a female in season down the street. I'll go down and talk to the neighbor about the female in season and be like, hey, just so you know, there's ordinances for that. You can't do that. You know, I would rather scour the community and educate everybody on one call than try to villainize an animal owner for not knowing something.
That's fair.
That's the way that I see the job is I'd rather go out there and educate someone over and over again without harming, you know, their family, their livelihood. You know, I'm not going to take money out of their family's mouth because they just don't know what to do with their dog. That's not my job.
So tell me a little bit about what to do when you find a dog. We were talking about that before you came on the air this morning. It seems to me, I just keep hearing that there are 160 or 170 animals
right now
at Santa Rosa Animal Services shelter.
We actually have over 300 in care.
Oh my gosh. Those are
puppies and kittens and animals that we can't even get out for adoption just yet. We do foster to adopt, but we have over 300 animals in our actual care right now.
That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing as a result, you need donations.
Yes, 100% donations.
Monetary.
Yep. Donations we have actually, you can go on our website and we have access on our website to our Amazon wish list. We need canned cat food, dry dog food, dry cat food. But you can literally go on to the Santa Rosa County website and the Amazon wish list will immediately, once you purchase it, it automatically ships to the shelter.
And what is that website?
It's Santa Rosa. It's on like Santa Rosa County.
.com.
The website. It's .org.
Yeah. .org. Okay. That's what I'm going to double check. Okay. SantaRosaCounty.org. So with that, you've got people that can foster. Mm-hmm. People can help out. You mentioned to me that you don't necessarily, I always think if I'm going to be fostering a dog, I'll probably be adopting it. Once the dog's in my house, it's going to be mine. But there are other ways that you could help. I could help out. Tell me a little bit about that, too, because I found that really, that's something I would consider because I do have some spare time.
Yeah. Well, we do offer Home for the Holidays, which is during Thanksgiving and Christmas. You come and pick a dog to love on temporarily. get to know them, and you can give us great feedback on ways to help that dog get adopted. We provide kennels, food, treats, toys, whatever you need for the dog while the dog is with you. We also do doggy day out.
See, and that sounds like fun to me. That'd be just about right, because I need a break from human beings. And I had a dog for many years, and I unfortunately don't have my dog right anymore. And so that when
we have a lot.
Yeah, I know. My problem, I already know. I know how I am. I'll take that dog out, and I won't bring it back.
That's okay.
Well, but that's okay, right?
The beauty of it is you come in, you choose a dog, mm-hmm. you take it out to go for walks, maybe go get a pup cup. Mm-hmm. It just gives them the break from the kennel life.
Sure.
And everyone needs that. We need it, so why don't animals need that break? Mm-hmm. So you just come and you choose a dog you want to take out for the day. We'll provide you anything that you need for the day. And you come back, you fill out a little questionnaire so that we can have that for the potential adopter so they'll know a little bit more about the dog.
That's added to their profile. Any mm-hmm. education that you can give us about their demeanor, how well they did in the car ride, are they a little bit car sick, stuff like that. Even if it's a negative,
just
it's
the personalities.
Still something as an education mm-hmm. for us to be able to then know that animal better.
Well, that tells you what kind of training they might need.
Exactly.
And absolutely. Unfortunately, a lot of dogs have been abandoned and or abused or both. So they come into this environment now scared.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when they get scared, they get defensive.
It can be traumatizing.
Absolutely.
It can be extremely traumatizing.
So it takes a lot of love and a lot of training to
love
get them.
And patience.
And patience. Yeah.
Yep, 100%. Sure. Another part of our fosters is we actually are in desperate need when it comes to emergency fosters. So an emergency foster is someone who is on our foster system. So we actually have a website that once you apply to be a foster, you can go onto Facebook and you get added to the group. Squirrel. Sorry. There's a squirrel outside the window.
There is a squirrel.
Anyways, shiny things.
Funny.
So emergency fosters are actually ones where, so if we get someone brings in a bunch of neonate kittens, meaning like babies that need to be bottle fed
or need
to be monitored overnight, because we don't have staffing there 24/7 at the shelter.
Okay.
Meaning that, you know, randomly at 3:00 on a Thursday, we need someone who is available to take on the responsibility of these babies overnight so that someone's monitoring them. You can bring them back the next day if need be, but that's emergency fosters are an extreme necessity that we need, that a lot of people just think, oh, this is for puppies and kittens and dogs and cats. Like, no, there's sometimes where we need someone who's going to be able to take that night shift and dedicate to those animals because we don't have that at the shelter. We don't have enough staffing for that. There's also medical fosters. So emergency fosters and medical fosters, though they are both extremely important, medical fosters are specifically for situations like for myself. I have had a dog, a puppy, that was hit by a car. We were able to stabilize the leg of the animal. The animal did not have any internal injuries. We do have an x-ray machine at the shelter, so we did verify that. But the dog didn't have an appointment until the next day. There were no open fractures. There was no internal damage. So the dog just needed someone to monitor it overnight. So what did I do? I took it home. That is a medical foster. That's something that it's not something we're expecting you to take care of for the rest of its life. We just need you to be able to be there for the animal during that period of time until we can get them the medical care they need. Those are fosters that are super important.
Do you have to be a resident of Santa Rosa County? Can you be? Because I know we have quite a few listeners that are from other counties that might want to help out.
No. Any of our neighboring counties, that's kind of the term that we use. So Okaloosa and Escambia County are both 100% willing. We just need to make sure that you properly fill out the foster form. So with your proper name, address, information like that, so that we know where the animal is.
Okay, so we're listening to Pep Talk this morning on News Radio 92.3. We're talking to our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services, Samantha Dix and Samantha Thalen. We're going to come back in a minute and talk about some of their upcoming events, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today.
at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from 1 year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome to Pep Talk, and guess what we're talking about? Not that. Oh, well, that was not the right one. Come on now, I had it all set up. Oh, we're not going to get it. Okay, I was going to play Who Let the Dogs Out. So as many of you know, this is my third day doing this solo. So there's going to be a couple of little mistakes here and there. But I would sing it, but that, I'm going to spare you all that. But anyway, we're here talking this morning with Santa Rosa Animal Services and our two animal control officers from the county, Samantha Dix and Samantha Thalen. And we were discussing earlier about finding animals, finding dogs. Tell me a little about what do you do when you find an animal in distress, if it's a dog, a cat, or a pig, I hear.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So if the animal is in absolute distress, whether it's injured, lethargic, sick in any way, definitely give us a call. But we do ask that the community, if you see a dog and it's not in distress, take a photo of it, post it on social media, and give us a call. Because 9 times out of 10, that dog is just a few doors down from its home. Mm-hmm. And the owner hasn't had a chance to realize that the dog is gone.
Right, that happens.
So, and the best way to return an animal is keeping it in its area because they can meander on home. Yep. But allowing us to get it out there and lay hands on the animal, we are able to scan for a microchip. And hopefully the microchip information is correct and we can get them home quicker than a Facebook post. Mm-hmm. And it's also very important if your dog has a microchip that you're making sure that information is up to date.
Mm-hmm.
It is very important to get your baby home.
So that makes a lot of sense. So the first thing they should do is to see if it's somebody local, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, when is it time to call you?
Yeah. But I mean, even if, you know, it happens a lot where we have people that live in rural areas that live in non-lethal areas, and they assume that just because an animal is roaming at large, which is what we, of course, that's part of our job, is to follow the ordinances and make sure that those are stood by. But in a non-lethal area, which our county has this great app on the county website,
mm-hmm.
where you can go on into our system and you can type in an address or even your location, and you can see the full map of our county showing all of the lethal and non-lethal areas. So it's a great app. The GIS group, they did an awesome job with it, and they are constantly making sure that everything is up to date. So it's always up to date. We actually just had them fix it, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had to alter it 2 weeks ago because there was a couple sections that had just been changed. But a non-lethal area is an area of the county where community members have decided that they don't need a leash law, that they specifically are the ones that make that decision. So they vote on it, and then they either get leash law or they get non-leash law.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in those areas, you can still call us about the dog roaming at large because maybe, you know, maybe the dog's owner doesn't know, and maybe we can look and see if we've had any previous encounters with that animal. But in a non-leash law area, we are not supposed to pick up the animal if it is not injured or sick. And that's because it's a rural area. They've picked for that to be a non-lethal area. Now, if the animal's injured or sick, of course, in a non-lethal area, we're going to act because the animal's welfare is more important to us than, you know, whether or not they're supposed to be outside. Another thing that's interesting in a lot of our rural area of our county is the fact that we have a lot of livestock. And just this last week, we were talking during the break, is that Officer Dixon and myself, we had, I think, four pig calls last week, which
four
was
pig
four
calls?
Pig calls, and two of those pig calls were they were at least 350-pound pigs.
No, it was, so these weren't these weren't piglets.
No, full grown.
One of the ones, one that I picked up was this adorable, and it was a non-lethal area, so theoretically the pig was allowed to roam, but it was injured. It had a had a what I thought was just a sprain. I of course I'm not the medical professional, so I wasn't able to diagnose in field. But I was able to contain that baby. He's about 4 months old, and he's at the shelter right now. He's already fixed. He's looking for
ready
a home.
Ready to be adopted.
He's so cute. Goodness. He's a little pot-belly pig. He's a little white and black speckled baby. I love him, but I don't want him at my house.
Okay, well, because I have never adopted or owned a pig, just real quickly, tell me. I know how to take care of a dog and a cat, but do you need to have like a farm? I mean, do you need to have a lot of space for that pig? Do you need, because my image of pigs is they're in a pig pen.
So interesting enough, I mean, of course, you do have to have outside space, but I actually... Two different encounters. Myself and Officer Dix actually are two of the officers that have our own little farms at home.
We both
have goats, chickens. I have bunnies.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, she's got horses. She's got the cooler stuff. I've got the little fluffy things that don't want me to touch them all the time. But with pigs, so you've got to worry about, of course, their teeth. If they're males, depending on their breed, if they've got tusks, which you can of course handle those. And then you've got, you know, their hooves. For any animal that has hooves, you have to monitor those. You have to make sure that they're kept trimmed and clean. You know, making sure that they're getting the proper diet. All different species have different diets.
Interesting.
So just be educating yourself on the diets. And then also just them having outside time. Like my potbelly pigs, the ones that I used to have, they were kennel trained.
Huh.
They were crate trained, litter trained. They were
not really
outside much, except for to use the potty if they chose to.
They're very lovable.
Potbelly pigs are super, super sweet. Very smart. Did you know, this is going to be a weird thing.
we're digressing here.
I'm a weirdo, so I know a lot of weird facts. And pigs actually can smell cadavers stronger down than dogs can.
Wow.
So like a dog can smell a cadaver in a certain area. A pig can smell one. I think it's 25 feet underground.
Oh my gosh.
It's like 20 feet underground as a pig can smell that. It's
interesting.
They can also smell. Yeah. Pigs are awesome. They're super intelligent. Anyway, so we talked about pigs too much. So non-lethal areas.
back to center.
If they are injured or sick, do not hesitate to call us. If they are not injured or sick, still call us if you choose. Get photos. If you don't have social media, then we would be more than happy to help you out in that aspect. We can have one of our dispatcher or our only dispatcher can post it online for you if you need help with that.
Is there an emergency number that they can call?
I don't know the emergency number offhand. It's literally saved to my work phone, so I don't know it. But the EOC is the facility that we utilize for emergency contacts. During the workday from 8 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, though, it's just the shelter number.
Gotcha.
And then option two for dispatch.
After hours number is 850-983-5372, and that is for emergencies.
Emergencies only, after hours.
Okay, well, we're going to come back in just a minute on News Radio 92.3 at Pep Talk, informative, local, dependable, with the Santa Rosa County Animal Service officers this morning. We'll be back after the break.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Lacrosse, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware at 20 East Gregory Street and make this holiday season one to remember.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance. Have you signed up? Do you know where? Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered. Tune in today at 10 a.m. as Chad Piqueu from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest in downtown Pensacola begins Friday and goes through the holidays with 500,000 lights, performances, tours, and of course, Santa. See PensacolaWinterfest.org. Friday night, enjoy another gallery night in downtown Pensacola. This month's theme is Festival of Living Art. Meet your friends and neighbors for another fun evening. See GalleryNightPensacola.org for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and we're here with our friends at Santa Rosa Animal Services. So tell me a little bit. You've got some events coming up, I understand.
Yes, ma'am. We have some adoption events on 11/15 between 10 and 12 at Alyssa's in Milton. The next one will be on 11/16 between 11 and 2 p.m., and that's going to be at Pet Sense. We're also going to be at the Creek Fest on November the 23rd and November the 24th all day. We're also doing photos with Santa on December 4th. Your personal pets are welcome. Must be dog friendly, up to date on shots.
So those are photos with your pet, with Santa.
With Santa.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And those photos get sent via email after the fact.
Oh, how cute.
But yeah, no, we have somebody who comes in and takes the photos for you. So you just have to bring your baby. And then just, of course, make sure that, you know, they're not going to be dog aggressive and that they're up to date on their shots. During the events, we also are going to have our volunteers there.
Okay.
Which helps us out a lot because we only have really a few people that can work on the weekends for events and stuff like that. And our volunteers, we really are in need of some. We have some opportunities for going to just events, so you don't have to take care of animals. You don't have to come to the shelter and pick up kitty cat and doggy doo-doo. You can come and specifically just help with admin. We have a woman that comes in, and she just does folders for us that we need help with.
I have
with.
No doubt there's
also
a lot of paperwork.
Also enrichment, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just coming in and loving on the animals.
Yep. We have opportunities for if you needed it for school, for college, you can come in and do that. And there's no
community service hours, I would imagine.
If that is what you have chosen to do, is to community service hours. Yes, of course. And then that's also, there is no time requirement on that. You don't have to do it one day a week. You don't have to do it 2 days a week. You don't have to do it for 5 hours a day. If you can come in for an hour this day, an hour that day, or once a month for this, that's all you have to do is just apply to be a volunteer, and then you make your own schedule with that. As long as we're open, as long as we're at having an event, you can be present if you're signed up to be a volunteer.
Well, I think that's great. And all they have to do to find out about these events is go to the website, mm-hmm. and the information is there.
Follow our Facebook page.
Okay. Thank you so much to both Samanthas here this morning with Santa Rosa County Animal Services.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome. We'll be back in just a few minutes after the news with Pep Talk with Meg, News Radio 92.3.
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
An Escambia County man has been sentenced on a drug trafficking charge. We'll have that right after Fox News Local News at 10:03.
The Conquering Hero. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President-elect Donald Trump returns to D.C. to applause from House Republicans.
Well, thank you very much. This is a very nice gathering, isn't it? Nice. It's nice to win. It's always nice to win. A lot of good friends in this room.
This was at a hotel. Next, a meeting at the White House to talk about the transition.
This will be the first Biden-Trump meeting since their debate in June. Biden's rough performance led to Democrats pushing him from the top of the ticket. Today's White House visit is a traditional meeting between incoming and outgoing presidents. Trump never extended Biden an invite in 2020. The White House refuses to say what President Biden will discuss, but that the image of the two presidents together sends a strong enough message.
Fox's Rich Edson. Senate Republicans are behind closed doors voting on a new leader between John Cornyn from Texas, Florida Senator Rick Scott, and John Thune from South Dakota.
Senators who will be members next year get to vote. That includes senators-elect, and J.D. Vance can vote. He's still a senator. He does not become vice president until next year.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. Another big public Trump supporter may be joining his cabinet. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
One of the biggest names dropped overnight, and that is Pete Hegseth, the best-selling author, the Army combat veteran, as well as host right here on Fox. Trump wants him to lead the Department of Defense. Trump writing, Pete has spent his entire life as a warrior for the troops and for the country. He's tough, smart, and a true believer in America first. Now, a number of senators told our Capitol Hill team overnight that they were shocked and surprised by this pick. If confirmed, Hegseth would lead the federal government's biggest department with its budget estimated to be more than $850 billion.
Hegseth has been on Fox News Channel since 2014. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tells NATO allies the Biden administration will try to shore up support for the alliance and for Ukraine's fight against Russia before President-elect Trump takes office. America's listening to Fox News.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Mommy, want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Good morning, 10:03 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. A Santa Rosa County resident has raised some concerns that outgoing Commissioner James Calkins may no longer live in Santa Rosa County.
Commissioner Calkins no longer lives in his district. He no longer is residing in the county. And so therefore, he should not be part of any voting or deciding on the next two meetings because he no longer qualifies for that seat.
That is Sherry Chapman from yesterday's Santa Rosa County committee meeting. And she went on to say that Calkins shouldn't be allowed to vote at Thursday's meeting as he wouldn't meet residency requirements to hold office. Now, this comes amid rumors that Calkins had been planning on moving to pursue running for office in Walton County after losing his District 2 seat in Santa Rosa County. Thursday's meeting would be Calkins' last, as new commissioners Rhett Rowell and Bobby Burkett will be sworn in next week on November 19th. State Representative Michelle Salzman is teaming up with Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons and several area nonprofits. They'll be sponsoring a food distribution and Thanksgiving meal giveaway event. That's happening March 23rd at Marcus Point Baptist Church. Salzman tells Channel 3 at least 300 families will be served, but supplies are limited. That event's planned to help those struggling and supplement the holidays for their families. Now, the tropical wave heading through the Caribbean does have a high chance of becoming a tropical depression late this week. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says the system is currently producing disorganized showers and thunderstorms, but conditions are expected to become conducive for development if it forms. Sarah would follow on the heels of Hurricane Rafael.
The waters are warm, so it's likely that something will develop. Really, the biggest factors are going to be the trajectory as well as the intensity uncertainty given any potential wind shear.
And that is meteorologist Luke Culver. That disturbance is expected to meander in the Caribbean through the weekend and then move slowly towards the Gulf. It's 10:05 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We'll have a cloudy day today with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, 76 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Rain chances for your Thursday morning, 30% chance of rain, high near 75. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 55 degrees. For your Friday, sunshine with a high near 72 and a low near 53. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have, looks like mostly cloudy skies, 75 degrees in Pensacola, 73 in Gulf Breeze, 72 in Milton. Our next news at 10:30 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andrew, glad to be here.
Andrew McKay, mornings at 5.
It's time to talk with our good friend Mike Woodley, Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
I'm glad I don't have to say that real fast every day. Good morning.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 before pep talk.
Julio Diaz always gets us up to speed on the movies that are coming out. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. This is Meg with Pep Talk, and guess who else?
Dogs out! Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Yes, who let the dogs out? Well, when you let those dogs out, the people who collect those dogs are here in the studio this morning. We have our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services are with us. We have Samantha Dix and Samantha Thalen are here. They are animal control officers. So we're going to continue our conversation with the holidays, with so much happening, and it just everywhere I hear that at this point, lots of animals apparently are on the loose. You have kind of a crisis situation at the shelter right now. Is that true?
Yes,
how many animals do you have now that are there?
Yeah, over 300 in our care at the shelter. So we have 70 runs is what we have in the center of the shelter. We also have additional medical kennels that there's, I believe, 10 or 11 of them that are all full, as well as we've then had to create more kennels. There are dogs in every office.
Oh, my gosh.
We have dogs at employees' houses. I can't tell you how many times I've taken dogs home overnight just because we don't have time. We don't have space. We don't have volunteers. We don't have fosters to take them. Myself and Officer Dix both have taken babies home just to try to help out with the overflow. But, you know, it is a crisis. That's exactly the term that I would use. It's unfortunate that sometimes it's not even that the animal owners have done anything neglectfully. It's just the dogs get out. They don't have social media. They don't have means to find them, or they assume the worst and don't continue the search. A lot of people actually in our county, in the South End specifically, Gulf Breeze and Navarre, didn't know about our shelter.
Really?
I worked the South End for probably about a little bit more than half a year on my second year with this organization. And I can't tell you how many people in Gulf Breeze said, oh, I thought I was supposed to go to Pensacola. And I can't tell you how many people in Navarre thought, oh, I'm supposed to go to Paws.
And it's done by the county, correct?
Yeah, no, so it's county. County. You're in Santa Rosa County, my dude.
Yes.
You come to us. We do our job.
Yes.
But no, it's just about educating. It's trying the best to try and educate even animal owners that, you know, have dogs now. We want to make sure that they know so they don't end up on the bad end. And we have 10 more dogs that show up because they didn't follow certain ordinances, or, you know, getting your dogs fixed. You know, we can't fix everybody's dog, but we can guide you in the right direction to get your dogs fixed, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. There's been times where we've gone out to people's houses and helped them secure their dog, check their fence, and offer suggestions to them.
Mm-hmm.
Even with educating on the appropriate kennel size, we've sometimes brought kennels for them.
Until they can get the means to do it themselves. You know, that's some of our donations. That's what we use it for, is for the community, for community outreach. That doesn't mean that we're going to just go around and give out kennels to every single person for,
no.
You know, you get a kennel, you get a kennel. My name is not Oprah. I'm not doing that.
Yes.
But, you know, if there's a reason to help somebody, of course we're going to. But we do always, you know, down the line, we need that back so we can use it for other babies.
Yes. Well, I think people misunderstand about kennels too, because I, when I first got a dog years ago, and I had a really good friend that was a professional dog trainer, and he said, "Did you get a crate?" And I said, no, I'm not going to lock my dog up in a crate. I mean, it had this whole, like, and it's not that at all. In fact, what he explained to me is that dogs are actually cave animals. Yep. So I put a blanket over the crate, and then at night would put him in there, and he would just sleep, and it was,
it's
the door
a comfort.
Was, it was a comfort to them because they like having that overhead cave space.
Yep.
So that kind of changed my opinion about the kennels
oh,
and
yeah,
crates because it really makes, it's not a punishment.
No.
We sort of see it, sometimes look at it that way,
not
but it really isn't.
Yeah.
And it's a safety for the dogs.
It is.
Especially
it's a
for
comfort
puppies.
For them. It's, it's safer for them. I mean, you know, and then you've got to worry about, you know, they're going to have accidents or whatever. It's actually amazing to crate train an animal.
It's
so
easier.
That they know, hey, I'm in my kennel. I'm not going to use a bathroom in my kennel. I'm going to wait
they
till I go outside.
It. They won't do it in their own space. So absolutely very helpful for training. For
I have a lot of animals.
you mentioned that.
I did. I have four dogs, and my two older girls were both crate trained as babies. And they now don't have to be because they're, you know, in the house. And I mean, I do this job. So, you know, just like every other officer, I'm here in the morning. I stay late. You know, we have long days sometimes where my younger dogs are in kennels for sometimes 10 hours.
Wow.
But that's also, I mean, they are well-trained in that aspect and they have been since they were puppies. And these are all my dogs are more than 3 years old now.
Well, I used to have a lot of guilt working and leaving my dog at home. And my dog trainer friend looked at me one time and said, but he doesn't have a watch.
This is true.
So they don't really have a concept of time. They just know you're here and you're not.
Yep.
And they sleep and do their thing. So.
Oh, yeah.
But the beauty of it is the excitement that you feel and they feel when you come home at the end of the day.
That's what I miss the most.
Absolutely worth it.
That's what I miss the
most. And I let all my dogs sleep in bed with me at night. Every single one of my dogs
all four
is,
of them?
Well, the two boys, the Great Dane and the German Shepherd, both of them sleep in bed with me. I sleep in a section about 3 foot by 2 foot.
Oh,
they sleep on the rest of it.
All right, well, let's get back to something that we can do to help, because clearly you need donations, you need financial donations, I'm sure. And also people can bring canned cat food, they could bring dry dog and cat food. And then they have an Amazon wish list, is that correct?
Yes, and it's the Amazon wish list is automatically links it to where once you order it, it ships directly to the shelter. But any donations that somebody can come forward with, even if it's, you know, you have stuff at your house. You have an unopened bag of dog food that your dog, you know, isn't going to be able to eat because they just don't like it. Or if you have a kennel that your dog's grown out of, if you have an old cat tower that isn't terrible condition. We also have what we utilize is when donations come through that it's something we can't use for the shelter. We have a community corner. Now,
that's smart.
It's kind of on the tiny end right now, which is totally understandable. We're not going to expect the community to give more to the community. But we have a section where if it's something where, like, you know, a dog food thing is there, we can put that on the community corner. And then you've got families that come in that are like, I really want to adopt a dog, but, you know, I don't have all the means. We have harnesses, we have leashes, we have dog bowls, we have things in that community corner that are something we're not going to be able to use for our animals at the shelter that are there for the community as well.
Oh, that's great. So if someone does decide, they find a dog that they've fallen in love with, about what is the cost? Because they've already been taken care of in terms of vet care, correct?
So our adoption fee for dogs is $25. It covers
that's reasonable.
All age-appropriate vaccines, the microchip, the spay or neuter. For cats, it's the same, but it's a $10 adoption fee.
Okay. That seems very reasonable
to me. Absolutely.
Very reasonable. And so now you've got all these animals here, and there are other ways that people can help out. Earlier this morning, we were talking a little bit about some of the options, because I'm a working person. I can't really foster a dog for several days, but I love this idea of Doggy Day Out. Tell us about that again.
So, specifically Doggy Day Out, Officer Dix was talking about it, is something that you can come in and you can pick a Doggy Day Out approved dog. We have a behavioralist at the shelter that selects the dogs that she believes are acceptable to go out on those. And from those dogs, you can come in and you can say, I want to do Doggy Day Out. You sign the dog out to you. You go with a little baggie that has all the information of the dog in it. It's got, I believe, little treats in there, too, for the animal. You go, we harness the animal. We make sure that they've got a leash. We make sure all that stuff is there. And then you just take the dog out for the day. You can go for a car ride. You can go to the beach as long as it's appropriate for the animal to be at the beach. There are requirements. You can't take them.
That's right.
Certain animals, they will tell you can't take them to certain dog parks. We ask that you don't do that just because we don't know the standard of the other dogs that are there, if they're up to date on their shots, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But taking the dog for a walk, as Officer Dick stated, a pup cup. which we all love pup cups. I get an extra large pup cup for my Great Dane, and he eats it in 2 seconds.
Oh, my goodness.
But Doggy Day Out is so helpful to the animals as well, because when you come back, you can actually do your little, you know, outbound kind of information about how the dog did, and that helps us exponentially with then helping that animal get adopted and the knowledge of how they did out with you.
Well, that sounds great. We'll come back with some more ways that you can help out with the Santa Rosa County Animal Services and answer some of your questions. If you have a question, you can text or call at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Meg on News Radio 92.3.
Probably. Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Fuad Reves, a home builder. Did you know there's a deadly, invisible radioactive gas that can seep into homes from underground? It's radon. Breathing radon can cause lung cancer. So protect your family. Talk to your builder. Tell them you want a healthier, safer, radon-resistant home.
Learn more. Visit the EPA at epa.gov/radon. That's epa.gov/radon. This public service announcement is brought to you by the EPA, who does not endorse this particular builder or any other commercial enterprise.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Meg with Pep Talk. And I want to remind you to be sure and join us for the Mana Food Pantries with Mana Food Pantries at Cordova Mall as we get ready for the Fill the Mayflower event. It's going to be coming up next Friday, November 22nd. Come on out and help us fill the Mayflower. This is a community tradition that has been around Pensacola for a long time and can make a huge difference with people going through difficult times right now. So we're asking that you bring non-perishable food donations. Monetary gifts can also help out if you don't have the time to go shopping. Brent and Mel from our sister station at Cat Country will be out there starting broadcasting live at 5 a.m. And here is a list of some of the items: chicken and tuna, oatmeal, canned mixed vegetables, microwavable dinners, canned fruit, peanut butter, that's the big staple, and canned beans. So they would be appreciative of anything that you can bring out, and ask that you not bring anything old, rusty, or unlabeled. Yuck, you don't want to do that, and you don't want to bring perishable items. So we'll be out there next Friday, November 22nd. We hope you can join us. So this morning, I'm excited to have with us our friends from Santa Rosa County Animal Services, Samantha Dix and Samantha Thalen, both animal control officers who we've been talking with about the need for adoptions and fostering for so many of the animals that they have right now at the shelter. But we had a question from one of our listeners, and if you have a question for them, the number is 850-437-1620. And I think this is a pretty good question. Our listener is asking, what do I do? I have a neighbor who has a dog that barks all night. What can I do about that?
That's a very good question. First, I'm going to ask you if you've spoken with your neighbor about the dog. And If you have or haven't, we are going to encourage you to do so. So with a barking complaint, we're going to ask that you send an audio clip or video clip of the dog barking for a certain amount of time. And from there, we're going to go and speak with your neighbor and see what's going on and see if they are even aware that their dog is barking the way that you're complaining about. Education is first and foremost what we like to start with. And from there, we will ask the complainant if it continues to give us another call, and we'll go down the road and go further into the process with starting like a bark log and keeping track of how often the dog is barking from there.
So that's, I've never heard of a bark log.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually something that you can find on our county website also.
Oh, okay.
There's a couple different things on there that you can get. But a bark log is usually something that we ask that you have a record of 2 to 3 weeks in length. Mm-hmm. Meaning that on that you're going to write down, is it 2 o'clock in the morning? And how long was the dog barking at 2 o'clock in the morning? Even if it's not going to exceed our county ordinance, it's good to have something physically in hand to then reference back to the animal owners, whether that be because we need to disprove or prove. It's neither hand. I don't go out there specifically to shun either party, but it's good to have something in reference to how long or when exactly this is happening. We could figure out that they're not there.
Yeah, or it could be feeding time.
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or the animal owner just left and mm-hmm. just narrowing down when the barking starts.
It does help us.
Yeah. What the cause of the problem is.
That also allows us as officers. Yes. That also allows us as officers that if we see that it happens at, 3 o'clock every day, and the animal owner's not home at 3 o'clock, maybe it's because the child comes home from school. And so then as officers, we can look at that list, that bark log that you've showed us for 2 to 3 weeks, and we can go out to that address and sit outside and listen. Mm-hmm. If it is something that audibly we can hear, then, we're gonna have a different discussion with the owner as opposed to just, this is your statement. Now we have actually something in writing showing that, hey, this is a time frame we can go out and prove indefinitely that, yes, it is occurring. But also, we are always going to try to do education every
right.
time.
Right. So this is something that's also interesting. Being in Santa Rosa County, I'm aware that we do have a bit of a bear problem in the south end of the county. Talk a little bit about that. I mean, I know that there's people doing all kinds of different things with the trash cans and, mm-hmm. and so many. But what are some tips, first of all, on how to keep your home a little less attractive to the bear?
Yeah.
Because they'll just go by if it's not something there that they can eat.
Of course.
But then what do you do if it's becoming a menacing problem for you and your family?
So if it is something that is a continued issue or a safety problem, then FWC is 100% the organization that we need to be contacted.
Fish and Wildlife Commission.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Coalition. Yeah. The Florida Wildlife Coalition. So they have their officers all over the county, all over our area that are available if you need to. And if you ever, don't know the number or can't find the right number, call the shelter. Our office and our dispatcher will give you the right numbers if it's an emergency situation for anything like that. First and foremost, when it comes to bears, especially in the south end of the county, I mean, you have to understand they're being pushed out of their homes. A lot of building is happening and, clearing of land, and they're going to start moving in a different direction towards more housing. So trash cans, making sure that you have the locks on your trash cans, or if you have a garage, keeping your trash cans inside your garage until it's time to take the trash out.
That's smart.
That is, yep. And then, because I know that those also are costly, but there's other ways that you can look online and find the DIY blocks to where, they don't lift them and they're not able to open them. But also, if you have outside cats, if you are feeding cats in your neighborhood,
that's true.
And you leave that cat food out, mm-hmm. that's going to attract not only cats that aren't yours that you're trying to feed, but that's going to attract possums, raccoons, bears, whatever you can think of, it can attract them. So it's always smart if you're going to be feeding outside animals or your animals that go outside, is making sure to feed them during a specific time of the day and then picking those bowls up after the fact so that you don't leave it out.
That's great advice. We're with Pep Talk at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The number here is 850-437-1620. We're chatting with our friends from Santa Rosa Animal Services, and we'll be back in just a minute.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get The Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. To kick off the holidays with WSRE's Festival of Trees is happening this weekend. You can take home the tree of your dreams. All the trees have been decorated by local designers and organizations. They also have wreaths. They're going to be on display November 15th through the 17th at WSRE's Amos Studio at Pensacola State College. They'll all be up for auction and for sale. And all of this is in support of WSRE PBS programming that we all love. They do so much for our community, so it's time to get in the mood for the holidays. You can catch the spirit of the season at WSRE's Festival of Trees. They'll also have free photos with Santa and holiday music, too. Admission is free. So I'm here this morning. Well, this is Meg with Pep Talk with our friends from Santa Rosa Animal Services, and we've been discussing all kinds of different things. So we have just a couple minutes left. What would you like to let people know about this morning?
So this year, the shelter has seen more puppies than we have kittens. And I'd like to express the importance of getting your animals fixed. So right now we're having a hard time finding fosters for puppies. A lot of the cases we work, it has a lot to do with the parents not being fixed and mama being in heat because the person doesn't know anything about the in-season ordinance that we have. So with the puppy influx, we don't have a space for puppies to be at the shelter.
Okay.
Yeah. But getting your animal fixed is not only benefiting you from not having puppies, but the health of the animal goes up. You don't have to worry about if your female is in season and another male comes running over and it starts aggression and you getting hurt from that aggression. It's very important to get your animals fixed.
So and that would help with this current crisis that we have.
Absolutely. It will help with the influx of puppies that we've seen this year. So call around. Find out pricing. Don't just stop one place. You have Pup Stop and Baker that we work with, and they do a very good job.
So Pup Stop is through Saving with Soul, and they are an amazing organization. They have just opened up their low-cost spay and neuter facility, and I believe it's also in the form of being a shelter as well. It's out in Baker, Florida, as well as another low-cost option is Davis Animal Hospital has a it's a it's like a list, basically. So it's a waiting list, unfortunately, because there are so many. But they do have a waiting list for low-cost spay and neuters as well that you just need to call and get on. It can be a couple months at a time, which is why then you need to be very fervent about your, you know, making sure your animal is kept inside during that period of time during heat season.
Well, thank you both. You have been a wealth of information this morning. This has been Samantha, both Samanthas from the
Sam Squared
from the Santa Rosa Animal Services Shelter. Thank you for all you do for our community. Appreciate you being here with me this morning on Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a minute.